the availability of vouchers, also known as scholarships, for students from failing schools to attend private schools has made headlines in recent months, but it wasn't until yesterday the Department of Education released details on an accountability system for state voucher schools. Briefly, the new system will hold schools accountable for performance based on the test scores of voucher students. On the line with us this morning is State Superintendent of Education John White. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
First of all, you announced the schools taking part in the scholarship program will be subject to academic review based on what's called a scholarship cohort index. Can you explain that for us?
Well, as anyone who sends their kids to a public school knows, each year a score is released for each school based on their academic test scores. And that's the same proposal we have for private schools. It doesn't matter, you know, what the governance system that you send your kid to is. It matters what the school is and how effective the school is for kids, and that's what the cohort index will measure.
These standards were actually put in place after some schools had already been granted voucher slots. Why the lag in time between the application and the granting and the standard accountability standards?
Well, no students have actually been assigned to schools yet, but so there haven't been any vouchers granted. But I think more the point is that we weren't going to wait when the legislation was passed this spring to start enrolling parents. You know, there are parents across the state who wanted an alternative, and we saw that in overwhelming numbers when more than 10,000 of them applied to the program. So it was important that we get out of the gate and give parents the choice. And then, as with any new piece of legislation, now we're implementing the policies. It'd be great if we always had, you know, many, many months or many years to implement every policy, but when you've got the urgency of parents that want something different for their kids, why would you wait?
The accountability bulletin for voucher schools specifies what are the sanctions for violators ending all participation immediately. Are there any schools that are already in danger based on the standards issued yesterday?
Well, yeah, when we announced the kids who were assigned to various schools or the numbers of kids that were assigned to schools, the public will see that there are some schools that did not enroll any kids, and that's because we had, in some cases, concerns that the rules that were laid out were not followed. But I think the public will also see that there are some schools that overwhelming numbers of parents applied to. And, you know, the question that we're faced with is, if a parent is out there saying, I'm a taxpayer, I'm a community member, and I want something different for my child, who is government to say that they shouldn't have that option?
Looking down the road, what's the contingency plan if one of these private schools does lose its eligibility?
Well, if a school loses its eligibility, the students remain eligible to enroll in a public school, and they have priority enrollment to other private schools in the program. But I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest. And I have faith in our public schools as well as our private schools. You know, right now, the question for me isn't, are private schools better than public schools or the reverse? The question is every one of Louisiana's schools a great option for its families? And I think we're increasing the number that are. We're making improvements, but we're not there yet in our public system or in our private system. And the priority has to be getting us there.
Last question. BSEE is slated to vote on approval for these standards later today. How do you see that coming out?
It's a good policy. I think BSEE will see it as good policy because it says, let's empower educators and our parents to do what's best for kids, while on the other hand saying, whether you go to a private school or a public school, let's have rigorous standards for what students actually have to learn. That's a formula for success. I think BSEE will agree with that. We'll get a positive vote. And let's put this behind us and start focusing on school, which opens up in 3 weeks.
John White is a superintendent for Louisiana's Department of Education. The department released details on the accountability system yesterday. Mr. White, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.